comments, Australia, please.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks to colleagues who've spoken before. Agree with the sentiments that have already been expressed. These two character codes are in wide use at the moment in existing GTLDs and many CCTLDs. From the Australian perspective, it's certainly in the current round, we don't foresee significant problems. As a matter of practice, what we see at the moment is that ICANN is putting these RCEP requests out for public comment, and it would be open to any government to use that public comment period if they did feel in some instances that there was a concern. So I concur with colleagues who said that I don't see a role for the GAC here or for issuing GAC advice. If individual governments do feel that there is a concern, then it is open to them to use the RCEP process to draw those concerns out and to make them known. So that would be our position.
Thank you, Australia. Are there any other comments here? Okay, so it looks like we wouldn't want to advise as such on this matter, and many GAC members and those that have spoken, it seems, are wanting to extend the approach that they have taken to existing top-level domains and not depart from it with that approach with the existing the incoming applications for new GTLDs. This is something we might want to raise in our discussion with the CCNSO because they have a particular view on this matter as well. To come back to what it is that we as a committee would do this morning and want to decide, we're clearly not converging here on having GAC advice about the treatment of these country names and two-letter country codes and two-letter codes that are not on the ISO list. We can expect to handle requests on an individual basis coming in from applicants, operators. Iran, please.
Yes, Madam Chairman, good morning to you and to everybody. Generally speaking, we share the views of distinguished colleagues. There are two issues here. Issue one, whether or not we need to have any advice to GAC. The general sense is that no, does not seem to be any need to have any advice on that. Is point number one. Point number two, whether or not we reflect the result of discussion because we discuss in the communique or not, that is another issue. And if yes, we should have a proper language which does not give rise to any misinterpretation in the future. Nevertheless, having said that, the management of the issue under the second level is a national issue and within the authority of the government and country concerned. We have also to indicate in one way or other that the world situation is changing since many years. Number of the countries are increasing, so we have to also talk about the limitations that exist and the provision for the future and so on and so forth without having any impact on the authority of the countries. But we have to mention that usually there are geographical areas of countries that may be created, may come up, and which has been the case since many years. The number has been increased. It has not to do with the subject directly, but we have to also mention that. So if you need to work on something for the communique, we need to have some text in a proper language to be mentioned, perhaps we should wait until we have our discussion with the GNSO and others, and after that the appropriate text need to be properly and carefully crafted and drafted, and then comes back and we should look at that one if it should be a need to put that in the communique. Thank you.
Thank you for that suggestion, Iran. The correspondence that we have been having with the board, I think, warrants a response from the GAC, and that would go into the communique at the end of our meetings. So what I suggest is that we begin to formulate some text, taking into account the comments that we've heard in this session, and indicating why it is that we're not providing GAC advice about the treatment of those two letter codes, whether they're on the country code list or not, and then allow the operators, the applicants that are making the request to proceed and contact governments or pursue using those two-letter codes based on what list they're on and who it is that they're expected to get agreement from. We will have the opportunity to discuss this with the CCNSO to understand what their particular concerns are. And then we can have adjust as well our own thinking around what would go in the communique. But I think in the first instance, it's clear we need to respond in some way to the correspondence that we've had with the board, so that it is clear what concerns we have, if any, and how it is that we think operators and applicants should proceed to address this matter. So there is a request in one of the letters coming from the board to have the GAC conduct a review of country and territory names. And I don't know whether that just means the two-letter codes or whether that means names. The name it's a separate process. Okay, so this is one of the issues that that the GAC does need to consider or will need to consider, even if it's just to confirm earlier thinking and earlier approaches. There will be a request coming to ICANN to be using the names of countries at the second level. So that may, in fact, be a bit more sensitive for us here than the two-letter codes. So begin to think on that. And again, the brief for our meeting this morning, I think, is good guidance to us to consider that aspect of things. Okay. All right. So is there anything further that we need to cover in this session? Okay. All right. So, great. We can finish a little bit early and have our coffee break a bit early and ease into the day a little bit. Thank you very much to the operators and applicants that came to sit in our meeting and be available to answer any questions. Iran.
Thank you, Chairman. I don't want to have any interruption your early coffee break. With respect to the release by ICANN on the ICANN accountability, I personally spent some hours last night and got to the communique, not communique, to the letter or to the issue, and prepared some comments. So I don't know at what time you wish, after you come back from the coffee break, we discuss the issue, because there are some very sensitive issues need to be discussed. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. So we will be able to circulate a guide or an agenda to our session coming up at 10:30. So there will be opportunity to raise issues and have some discussion about the revised process that has been posted by ICANN. Okay, so let's start at 10:30 sharp, especially since we're getting a bit of a longer break than we anticipated. And then we can stay on time, hopefully, for the remainder of the day. All right, coffee time. Thank you.